okay. You're okay. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not those people. I get it. Being in a cage, it makes you cagey. It does. I'm not going to come closer. I'm going to stay right here. Whenever you want me to move, I will. No, you're okay. You're okay. I'm one of the people who helped you. Yes. Who got you out. I'm not looking to lock you up again. Alright? Look at me. Look at me. Look at my face. Do you think I'm lying? Or am I telling the truth? I know you can't tell right now. I know. There's a lot of trauma. It's a lot of fear. I'm not going to do anything you don't want me to do. I'm going to stay right here. We're just going to talk, okay? I'm going to talk to you. You're going to talk to me. And then if you want me to get closer, I will. If you don't want me to, that's fine. We helped you because it was the right thing to do. Yeah. Because no one should be in a cage. Nobody belongs in a cage. I believe that. Yes, take it from someone who's been in a cage. It is not a life you want to live. When we heard about you, we couldn't leave you in there. Yeah, there was others. They're still out. If you stay around, you can meet them if you want. There's no ulterior motive here. There's no reason why we broke you out other than you didn't deserve to be in there. Okay? Can I step closer? Just a single step. Because I'm trying to show you there's nothing to be afraid of. Here, let me take off my glasses, look. So you can see my eyes. Yeah, look, see? We're not the bad guys. I know it's hard to trust people right now. I didn't expect you to. Can I tell you a story? Let me tell you a little story. And at the end of it, you can decide what you want to do. If you want to walk out that door, I won't stop you. But it's a big world. And I know you're not used to it. You've been in there for a long time. Longer than I think you know. Yeah, let me tell you my story. I'll tell you the story. And if you want to leave, you can leave after that. If you want to stay, I would really appreciate it if you did. I just want to help. That's the honest to God truth. I just want to help you. I mean that, okay? Take a seat. You don't have to if you don't want to, but you just look uncomfortable, that's all. I'll sit down too. I'll take a seat. You take a seat. Yeah. All right. We're good? Okay, good. Oh, yeah. No, it's just when I was a kid, I used to volunteer a lot with dogs. It was a rescue, specifically for dogs who were abused, abandoned. Yeah. Some of those dogs have been put in cages their whole life. Never knew the outside, never knew to trust people. And when we got to them, they weren't the most friendly, typically. I got bitten so often. Oh, I got bitten my arms, my legs, my feet. I got bitten all over. And it wasn't their fault. They weren't doing it because they were bad or they were mean. It was because they were afraid. They never had anyone who they could trust or who treated them well or showed them love or kindness. So how could they ever expect that? All they knew was a cage, fear, hurt. So of course they lash out. Well, it wasn't always like that. That's the thing. Eventually, they wouldn't bite anymore. And then they would let you pet them. And then slowly but surely, the dog that they were would come out. It wasn't overnight. It wasn't immediate. It was slow and hard. But slowly and surely, yeah, they were able to find themselves again. This thing that they thought they lost, they found. Not exactly. Because here's the advantage, you have language. You can talk to me. There's not much I can say to a dog that they'll understand. But I could say things to you and you'll understand them. All I had when I was trying to teach those dogs that they didn't have to be afraid was my actions. But with you, I have my actions, my words, all of it. What I'm trying to say is just give us time. Give us time to show you that we mean what we say. We're not going to hurt you. We're not going to turn you back in. This isn't some ruse to manipulate you or to get you to do something or be something. I don't want any of that. No, I just want you to be you. To have the freedom to be you. That's all I want. What do you mean, why you? Why not you? I know there are more people there. I know you weren't the only one there. But you were the only one we could get out. We're going to go back. But it's just not that easy. It's a matter of time. Knowledge, the ability, there's a lot that goes into it. We were very lucky to get you. No, we're not always this lucky. More often than not, we can't get them out. More often than not, they stay there. And it weighs on us. It weighs on me. Because I can't just sit idly by when people sit in cages. I can't do it. I don't know if it's... I don't know what it is. But there's just something intrinsic inside me that sees it and says it's wrong. Yeah. So if you want to leave, you can leave. If you don't want to be here, I'm not going to keep you. I'm not going to replace one cage with another. If you genuinely don't trust us and you genuinely think that you don't have your best intentions in heart, then that's fine. I want you to trust yourself. And if the red flags are going off, then the door's over there. But I really don't want you to go. Because I think we could really help you. I want to really help you. If you'll let me. If you'll allow me to, I want to. Can I? See, I'm not bad. I'm not scary. I'm not going to hurt you. You want to come here? Come here. Because I want to give you a hug. See, not all people are bad. You're going to be okay. I promise you're going to be okay. Yeah, you can stay here. You can stay here for as long or as little as you want. No one's keeping you. No one's deciding what you do, where you go, who you'll be. You are free. You are absolutely free right now. Every choice you make is your own. It is. one's going to be influencing you. No one's going to be putting pressure or expectation or anything on you. I promise. Yes, most of all me. All right? Look at me. Look, see. I mean what I say. I promise, okay? Promise, promise, promise. I know. I'm so sorry you had to be there for so long. Because you didn't deserve it. That's the thing. There was nothing wrong with you. No, they try to control the things they don't understand. It's human nature. If there's something new, something that they perceive as dangerous, they will try to control it. They'll try their hardest to. But you're not dangerous. You're not bad, you're not scary. You're just different. Like us. It's okay to be different. Systems don't like things that are different. Systems really enjoy homogeny. That's why they try to isolate the outliers. It's okay to be an outlier. Being different isn't bad. Because you're not different, you're just special. You are. Trust me, I've encountered enough people like you to tell. Yeah, you're one of the special ones. No one's gonna control you here. Okay? Yeah, if you want, I can give you the tour. It's not much, but it's home. Yeah. No, we're safe here. They have no idea. This part of town, it's all warehouses and factories, and no one comes looking. Yeah. Don't worry. We're basically pros at this now. As close as you can be. You want the tour? You'll even get your own room. Yeah. A bed and everything. Alright, come on. Let me show you. Here, take my hand. Only if you want to. Okay. Yeah, let's go. I got a lot to show.